From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. A new report from Kidstown, Arkansas is highlighting the issue of children's heart disease, which is the fifth leading cause of death for people under the age of 18. But many babies who would have died from heart problems in years past are surviving. And Kenda with Arkansas Public Media introduces us to a little girl they call Amazing Grace.
What's your favorite thing that you're doing this summer?
Cheer.
On a summer afternoon in Wynn, 10-year-old Grace gets ready for an outing to Sonic with her dad and little sister. When she hugs her mom, her shirt slips a bit, and you can see the deep scar across her chest from the heart transplant she had last year. Dr. Brian Ebel is Grace's pediatric cardiologist at Arkansas Children's Hospital. He says childhood heart disease is very different from the kind adults suffer.
Kids can develop acquired heart disease or disease that they weren't born with but acquired over the course of their life. But it's much, much more common for kids with heart problems to be born with them. And so we call that congenital heart disease.
In cases where kids experience acquired heart disease, such as hardening of the arteries, similar to in adults, it may cause no symptoms for many years, but then put them at high risk for an early heart attack as a young adult. In other cases, heart disease is undiagnosed until a teen athlete collapses.
But you can actually have a completely normal heart and very rarely have a viral infection that has gotten into your heart muscle that you didn't even know about that can cause athletes or adolescents to die suddenly.
Ebel says other kids are diagnosed with heart disease or defects very early and are far more likely to survive these days due to improved surgical techniques. Delia Henderson found out when she was 6 months pregnant that her baby girl would have hypoplastic left heart syndrome, in which one side of the heart is critically underdeveloped. As an infant, she had to go on full life support and have multiple surgeries. Henderson says they were eventually able to bring Grace home with a feeding tube.
Honestly, she started doing pretty well at home. She seemed like she was a little girl learning to walk. She learned to crawl, she learned to walk. We slowly started working her towards eating. And then when she was four, she got sick again and she needed another heart surgery, and that's called a Fontan. That's the technical term for it, but it's just where they change some of the blood flow and how the blood flows in the body.
Grace also received a pacemaker, but she still needed more help. So in April 2016, she had her heart transplant. Delia Henderson says the new heart has made all the difference. Grace's summer is now filled with art, friends, cheerleading, and softball.
And she'll go underneath the shade tree or drink some water or something, but it's nothing, absolutely nothing compared to what we had before her heart transplant. After a heart transplant, we run around, we play softball. She doesn't get tired. She's able to finish the whole game. It's a light in my life to see her have some normal. And when your child's never had a lot of normal, and then all of a sudden they get to have a little bit of normal, it's a blessing because they yearn for that.
Not much is known about the child whose heart now keeps Grace alive. But Delia says they think about that other family constantly. The little girl they call Amazing Grace enters the fourth grade this fall. In Wynn, I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas that provide reliable and affordable energy to more than 1.2 million members across Arkansas. More information at ecark.org.